Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. A 22-year-old is wanted after police say he intentionally drove his car into a crowd of people at a New Year's celebration in Feasterville. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Bucks County DA Joe Kahn says when Lower Southampton police got to the Hive Lounge on Busselton Pike around 2 a.m. on January 1st, they found a 29-year-old unconscious with skull fractures and internal trauma. Kahn says the car was traced back to Roba Gasatashvili from Philadelphia. He says video shows Gasatashvili
deliberately accelerated his white Volkswagen into a group of five pedestrians, leaving one man unconscious in the parking lot.
The Volkswagen was found about a mile away with damage consistent with the collisions. Police say witnesses say Gasatashvili was driving the car at the time. He's wanted on attempted homicide, aggravated assault, and related charges.
Anyone with information should call Lower Southampton Police or the DA's office. Republican Doug Mastriano will not be back in the gubernatorial race this year. With his wife Rebby by his side, Mastriano announced his decision to his social media followers.
We prayed a lot, we fasted, we've discussed it a lot with each other, a lot. And many of you reached out to us, beseeching us and urging us to run this season. But we believe with full peace in our hearts that God has not called us to run for governor.
In the nearly 15-minute video, Mastriano looked back on his time rallying against then-Governor Tom Wolf during COVID shutdowns and his time spent questioning the results of the 2020 presidential election. Mastriano won the Republican nomination in 2022 by a significant margin in a crowded primary field. He lost Democrat Josh Shapiro by about 15 points in the general. Philadelphia schools chief says two year-round schools are coming to North Philadelphia. He unveiled the plan at Wednesday's State of the Schools address, as we hear from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
I'm pleased to announce that in this year, we are going to plan to open two new schools.
And they'd be true year-round schools, said Superintendent Tony Watlington.
A K-8 school and a high school, the K-8 school first, in North Philadelphia as a part of the North Philadelphia Promise Zone.
The schools would be modeled after the Harlem Children's Zone in New York. Watlington said the schools would be staffed with the best principals and teachers to ensure that students perform better, faster from kindergarten to college. Watlington said the year-round schools would be housed in existing school buildings and they would be schools of choice, meaning parents and students would opt in.
He said the K-8 school would open first and added that the principal of Bethune Elementary School would be a special administrator to oversee the two new schools. If you're driving near the art museum, make sure you don't roll through the red light. Starting Thursday, the 60-day warning period ends, and the red light cameras at Kelly Drive and Eakins Oval will be activated. Drivers running the red light there will be mailed $100 fines. This makes 36 intersections in the city where red light cameras are operating. The Philadelphia Parking Authority says the program has reduced red light running at key intersections by 58% since cameras were first installed in 2005. The Shops at Liberty Place are up for sale. KYW's Matt Coughlin reports.
The Shops at Liberty Place are the 147,000 square feet of retail space at the base of 1 and 2 Liberty Place. Owner Metropolis Investment Holdings has put the 36-year-old space up for sale through JLL, an international management firm. Metropolis bought the Shops for $30 million in 1999, part of a $250 million package it paid to acquire the retail space and the 1.1 million square foot office space above it in One Liberty Place. No price has been put on the sale. Retail space is currently just under 80% occupied, with the Bloomingdale's Outlet and Put Shack as featured locations, according to JLL.
Metropolis will retain ownership of One Liberty Place. Two Liberty Place is owned by Core Trust Capital Partners. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.